Rats and Jordan Davis ain't a bad life. We're Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the 13th day of November, officially 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is the latest it could possibly be this year.
I'm actually really excited about that. Give me some time to enjoy November, I say.
It's Mom and Dad's Day today. That's right. Apparently somebody made up this holiday, too, to celebrate the combined unit of parents as a team, distinct from Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a kind of together's day. Mom's and Dad's Day, celebrating all those parents who are still married.
Well.
The 4% of them. It's also...
Well.
It's also World Kindness Day. Isn't that nice?
Don't forget, somebody's struggling with something. Every single person you meet, everybody's struggling.
Blah, blah, blah. It's also Sadie Hawkins Day.
Like the dances that my mom used to talk about?
Sadie Hawkins, it actually came from a character in a comic strip in the 1930s. And it's a deal where women are encouraged to reverse traditional gender roles by asking men out on dates or out for a dance or what have you. So ladies, nice. Your move today.
There you go.
It's also Start a Rumor Day today. Maybe we should try to start. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You know, this morning, North Wildwood has taken the state of New Jersey to court after plans for a $54 million beach replenishment project were suddenly scrapped. The work would have helped repair damage from Superstorm Sandy and covered all of Five Mile Island's beaches. State officials say the deal fell apart when Wildwood and Wildwood Crest couldn't agree, forcing the Army Corps to pull the plug. North Wildwood's mayor is calling it one of the biggest failures in the department's history.
In Absecon, a pedestrian was killed Tuesday night after being hit by a car on Route 9 near California Avenue. Police are asking any witnesses to come forward.
And in Toms River, police are looking for a man who pepper sprayed a Wawa cashier during a robbery on Route 37. The suspect took off on foot after grabbing cash. You can see video of the robbery on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy with a high of 55.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's fangirl updates.
Cody Johnson is officially a dad of three. He and his wife, Brandy, just welcomed a baby boy, little JC Daniel. He was born last month, but they just announced that they got two daughters already. So Cody's over the moon that he's finally getting a son. The girls are really obsessed to finally be getting a brother. The couple actually announced their pregnancy, if you remember, at the ACMs when Brandy showed off the baby bump on the red carpet. You can check out the newest addition to the Kojo clan right now, catcountry1073.com. So stinking cute. Jelly Roll is keeping it real down under. He opened up about actually feeling lonely and anxious while touring in Australia, saying being away from home and that far away has been really tough. He even had to cancel a show in Auckland because he got sick, which he said broke his heart and made him feel even more lonely because he absolutely hates to have to disappoint fans. In true Jelly fashion, though, he still found a way to laugh about it. He joked about how brutal it is to fly when your stomach's not on your side. He said it wasn't a pretty picture. Thanks for that, Mr. Roll. Jelly's talking about anxiety and all the things that come with it for him right now on the Cat Country 107.3.
It's Cat Country 107. Morning, we're Joe and Jana. If you're an only child, I know something about you this morning. You have a better chance of being happy than the rest of us.
That's probably true.
Only children are more happy than those with siblings because they don't have to fight for their parents' attention.
Right.
A survey of 2,500 young people found that happiness declined the more siblings there were in a household.
Well.
So if you're distraught and upset, blame your brothers and... Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Wayne lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sent us today's joke. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
So little Timmy was 9 years old, was staying with his grandmother for a few days. He'd been playing outside with the other kids. That's weird. What neighborhood is this? He was playing outside with the other kids when he came to the house and said, "Grandma, what's it called when two people sleep in the same bedroom, one on top of the other?" Grandma was a little taken aback, but decided it was time to tell little Timmy the truth. "Well, Timmy, it's called sexual intercourse."
"Oh, no."
"Okay," said the boy. He ran outside back to play with the other kids. A few minutes later, Timmy came in the house huffing and puffing and said, "Grandma, it isn't called sexual intercourse. It's called bunk beds."
Jeez.
And by the way, Alex's mom wants to speak with you right away.
Jeez.
Here's the deal. Coming up a little more than a half hour from now, it's 7:15. We're going to play our game called Post or No Post. Post or not post, actually.
Post or not post.
We'll ask you a series of questions about Post Malone, and you have to tell us if they're true, post, or not post. False.
Okay.
So If you can play that game with us, you're going to win 2 4-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there.
Kelsey Ballerini's going to be there. Ballerini's
going to be there. Tomorrow we're going to announce more artists. So get ready to win. 7:15. Coming. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
Rome, Italy.
Ah.
It was the wedding. He and she got married.
Ah, yes.
Oh. They were showered with rice after the ceremony. And then the bride had to go to the hospital to get the grain of rice removed that had lodged inside of her ear.
Ew.
The ceremony was delayed, or the reception was delayed several hours. We got a lot of winning going on today. Coming up at 8:20, we've got a special prize package at Bally's of Atlantic City that includes a big food and beverage credit, overnight stay in a suite at Bally's. You'll also enjoy the band Amish Outlaws coming to Bally's Saturday night at the Yard. That show, by the way, is free. We have your chance to win that contest at 8:20 this morning. But before that, at 7:15, that's 20, 25 minutes from now, we have to give away 2 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We'll be playing our game called Post or No Post. Post Malone is coming to Barefoot, and we have questions about Post Malone. You have to tell us if they're true, thus post, or false, not post. So post or not post. For Barefoot, good morning. We're Joe. You know, this morning, North Wildwood is taking the state of New Jersey to court after plans for a $54 million beach replenishment project were suddenly scrapped. The work would have helped repair damage from Superstorm Sandy and covered all of Five Mile Island's beaches. State officials say the deal fell apart when Wildwood and Wildwood Crest couldn't agree, forcing the Army Corps to pull the plug. North Wildwood's mayor is calling it one of the biggest failures in the department's history.
In Absecon, a pedestrian was killed Tuesday night after being hit by a car on Route 9 near California Avenue. Police are asking any witnesses to come forward.
And in Toms River, police are looking for a man who pepper sprayed a Wawa cashier during a robbery on Route 37. The suspect took off on foot after grabbing cash. You can see video of the robbery on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy with a high of 55.
Jonna, we're moments away from you winning 2 4-day passes to Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Right now, though, Cat Country morning birthdays.
Here we go.
Marie D'Italo of Mays Landing has a birthday. Happy birthday, Marie. Happy birthday to Kim Philhauer of Wareham. Kim, the big 6-0 today.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Vaughn Champion of Galloway is 32. Nicholas De Laurentiis of Folsom is 8 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Terry from Estelle Manor. Stephanie Moore of Summers Point is 44. Happy birthday, Melissa Kramer of Belle Plaine. Melissa is 49. And the ever-popular Stacy Weeks of Bayonne is 51. Happy birthday, ever-popular Stacy. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Melissa Kramer of Belle Plaine. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. We're going to play next our game called Post or Not Post. Prize, a big one. 2 4-day general admission passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood. Luke Combs, as we just heard, is going to be there. Post Malone is going to be there. What's her name? Kelsey Ballerini is going to be there.
Eric Church.
Oh, I said Luke Combs.
You meant Eric Church. Wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, Eric. You meant Eric Church.
No wonder you're quiet.
I was
like did you
what?
Just announce something? No.
You meant Eric Church.
Yes.
I know what you meant. I just looked at you like, no, you
That's
didn't.
Funny.
That's funny.
All right, so definitely we know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. Kelsey Ballerini is going to be there. We'll announce in more artists tomorrow. Up for grabs, 2 4-day passes to Barefoot. We're going to play a game called Post or No Post. It's all about Post Malone. We'll ask you a question. You'll have to respond if it's post or not post. For example, John, if I said Post learned to play guitar by mastering songs from Dwight Yoakam, you would say post or not post?
Not post.
Correct. He actually learned to play the guitar by playing Guitar Hero.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
He's such a cool guy.
All right, so we're going to play
post
or no post. Three questions. You play, you win. Caller 7-6-0. June, we already know Post Malone's going to be there. Kelsey Ballerini is going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. We want to get you there. We're going to play our game called Post or No Post. Up for grabs, 2 4-day passes to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We're told you we'd start with caller number 7. Let's go to caller 7.
All right.
Hi, Cat Country. You are caller 7.
Oh, sweet.
Who's this?
Greg from Maze Landing.
Greg, how's it going?
It's going good. Hopefully it's going good. Let's see.
We're going to play post or no post, Greg. 3 questions about Post Malone. You tell us if it's post or not post. And up for grabs 2 4-day passes to Barefoot next summer.
All right, Greg, you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go, Greg. Post or no post? Number 1, before he was famous, Post Malone worked on a Texas ranch and rode horses competitively. Post or not post?
Oh, man. post.
No, actually not post.
Yeah.
All right. That kind of sounded too far-fetched.
All right. Let's go to number 2. Post Malone's dad used to work for the Dallas Cowboys, which helped inspire his love for country music. Post or not post?
Oh, man, you're killing me here. not post.
Actually, it is
that
post.
That is post, yeah.
His dad worked for the Cowboys. He ran food concessions.
Yeah, he was like the assistant food and beverage director.
Let's go to the 3rd question. Post or no post? Greg from Maze Landing. Post Malone has a tattoo that says Country Roads as a tribute to John Denver's classic song. Post or no post?
I'm going to go with post.
Not post. It's false.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Greg, you got 3 wrong. But here's the good news, Greg. We said to win, you just have to play. You played. You stunk. But you still win.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. I'm having anxiety over here.
So we're going to give you 2 4-day passes to Barefoot next summer. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I actually saw you guys in Egg Harbor City Diner.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to start planning our diner tour for next spring. Well, congratulations, Greg. By the way, Post Malone was born in Syracuse, New York, but he grew up in Texas, but he was not on a farm or ranch or anything like that. So, 3 wrong, but all you had to do was on a Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. Listen to this. We got a $50 gift certificate to one of our favorite places, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City, right there on Tennessee Avenue. They have beer. Thus the name Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. Over 40 different selections on tap, cocktails. And, oh, the food is really good, too. So you got a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Here's the question. The average person will do this 15,000 times in their lifetime. Always with another person. 609-383-107. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, we have
a gift
$50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Food, drink, and fun. Here's the question. The average person will do this 15,000 times in their lifetime. Always with another person.
Is it a lot? Is it not a lot? You be the judge.
15,000 times.
Could be a lot. Could not be a lot.
Sure, it's a lot.
I feel like we go to the bathroom more than 15,000 times, so.
Not with another person.
Oh, not with another person. Right.
Not
well,
me.
That's true.
I don't know about you.
That's true.
The average person will do this 15,000 times in their lifetime, often with another person, or always with another person. It has nothing to do with a bathroom. Thank you, Jana.
Hey.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it hugging?
Hugging is not it. Thank you. Aw. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hello.
Hello? If you're there, we can't hear you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Give hugs.
Give hugs is not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Hug.
Nope, that's not it. Thank you. For the record, the answer is not hug. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it kiss?
Kiss is not it. Thank you. A whole lot of kissing. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Well, shake hands.
Shake hands is right. You're a winner.
Woo!
I can't believe it.
What's your name?
Thanks. Jim Bartlett. Thank you. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to you as well. Jim, where are you from?
West Creek, New Jersey.
Nice.
All right, congratulations, Jim. We have the $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall for you. Hey, the winning is not over. Coming up at 8:20, you got a big prize package. Bally's in Atlantic City. Amish Outlaws are there Saturday night. We're going to give you a food and beverage credit, $250. A sweet stay at Bally's this week. John, again, congratulations to our winner on trivia. The average person will do this 15,000 times in their lifetime, always with other people. Shake hands.
Yeah.
I'd say men shake more hands than women.
That's
probably,
true.
Because it's just a guy thing. But I broke it down. If you live to be 83 years old, that's kind of average, right? If you live to be 83 years old, 15,000 times in your lifetime, you would shake a person's hand every other day of your life.
That's...
I don't know if that's true nowadays.
I think that's going to decrease.
I think so, because you get in situations where maybe you'll shake 15 people, 20 people's hand in one outing. Like if you go to a big meeting or conference or something.
Sure.
You might do that, so...
I think the level of handshaking is going to significantly decrease over time because nobody goes outside.
No one leaves the house anymore. No one sees anybody. Let's yell at 15,000 people online instead of shaking their hand.
Well.
Amish Outlaws coming to Bally's in Atlantic City. We got a huge prize package around that at Bally's. We're going to give that away in a half hour at 8. Good morning. We're Joe and Jen. You need to know this morning. North Wildwood has taken the state of New Jersey to court after plans for a $54 million beach replenishment project were suddenly scrapped. The work would have helped repair damage from Superstorm Sandy and covered all of Five Mile Island's beaches. State officials say the deal fell apart when Wildwood and Wildwood Crest couldn't agree, forcing the Army Corps to pull the plug. North Wildwood's mayor is calling it one of the biggest failures in the department's history.
In Absecon, a pedestrian was killed Tuesday night after being hit by a car on Route 9 near California Avenue. Police are asking any witnesses to come forward.
And in Toms River, police are looking for a man who pepper sprayed a Wawa cashier during a robbery on Route 37. The suspect took off on foot after grabbing cash. You can see video of the robbery on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be mostly sunny, breezy with a high of 55.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one. Just a crockpot girl living in an air fryer world.
It's so true. I love my crockpot. Instapot, crockpot, all of it.
I've never eaten anything from an air fryer.
Really? Hmm? Wow.
No desire.
I have a crockpot. But it does save my life sometimes. But I prefer a crockpot.
Number two, whenever an automatic door doesn't open for me, I get excited that maybe I'm a ghost. Number three, this is the part of the week where I start to Google how I can make money selling pictures of my feet.
It's been considered. I'm not going to lie. Times are tough out here.
Usually a couple days before the end of the month.
Right. Every month.
Number four, I'm beginning to think that for some of you, the wheels on your bus do not go round and round.
No.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Them. Update your spices every 6 months. Me. Best I can do is throw out this jar of cinnamon sticks that made it through 3 interstate moves in the last 18 years.
You're never going to use all...
Break. All right, we've got a really cool prize package we're going to give away. It includes... Well, first of all, let's mention the Amish Outlaws. They're a band. Are coming to Bally's The Yard. It's a free show. It's Saturday night. You've actually seen these guys
perform. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. They're such a good show. Yeah. It's definitely worth the watch. They're good.
Take your time. Take your spouse. Take your gang. You're going to have a good time. So we have a prize package all around this that includes an overnight stay at Bally's in a suite. Look at me. Also a $250 food and beverage credit.
Ooh.
And you're going to enjoy access to the Legacy Lounge at Bally's where you can eat even more. They've got great views, luxurious amenities, services, and more. So
it's a pretty awesome hookup.
A VIP package at Bally's for this weekend. It's yours. If you win, we're going to play a game called Amish or No Amish. I'm going to ask you questions about the Amish, and you need to tell me if they are, in fact, true, Amish, or false, not Amish. Three questions.
Pretty easy.
Caller 7, play. Catch 3107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. We've got a fabulous prize package we're going to give away right now playing our game called Amish or Not Amish. The Amish Outlaws, the band coming to Bally's in Atlantic City at the Yard Saturday night. It's going to be a great show. It's free to get in. Should be a great time. Around that, we got a great prize package at Bally's for this weekend. It includes a one-night stay at one of their suites, a $250 food and beverage credit, and you'll enjoy access to the Legacy Lounge at Bally's, all included.
Ooh, lucky duck.
We're going to play Amish or No Amish with Caller 7. Cat Country, you are Caller 7.
Nice.
Who's this?
Ooh. Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Where are you from?
Cape May.
Before we start, Eric, I need to ask you if you yourself are Amish.
No, I am not.
Okay, good, because that might exclude you from winning here. No, actually, it's open to anyone, 18 years of age or old.
That's good to know.
All right, Eric, three questions, Amish or no Amish. I'll give you a statement. You tell us if it's Amish or it's not Amish. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, number one, Amish can't have buttons on their clothes. Amish or not Amish?
Not Amish.
It is Amish. That's true.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's all right. We're going to keep going here. Number two, Amish can't eat candy on Sundays.
Amish so weird.
Can't eat candy on Sundays. Amish or not Amish?
Yeah, I'd have to say not Amish on that one, too.
But that is correct.
Good job.
That is not an actual rule. Very good. All right, question number three, Eric. Amish, not allowed to ride roller coasters.
Nope.
Amish or not Amish?
That's Amish.
That is actually not Amish.
Not Amish?
They can ride roller coasters as long as they don't drive them, I guess.
As long as they're not driving, I'm sure.
Here's the deal, Eric. You got two out of three. You got two out of three wrong, but you still win because there was no rule.